Welcome to the City Heart Podcast. I'm Pastor Kevin Reed. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that you're encouraged and enlightened by this message.
Man, there's a question this week of Thanksgiving that you're going to hear a million times over, right? You're going to hear this one question over and over and over again. People are going to ask you this question, right? What are you thankful for, right? Anybody used around this time, you hear that question like every year. Man, what are you thankful for? Like many of you, like me, you grew up in a tradition where you couldn't eat until you said what you were thankful for. Am I the only one, right? You could not pull anything, a rib, a piece of chicken. You couldn't get a scoop of macaroni until you said what you are thankful for, right? I remember being 9 and like 85 pounds, right? Had a really big head, right? The small frail, yeah, I was a little frail small kid. I wish I had a picture to show you, right? I remember being the small kid and we had Thanksgiving at my grandmother's house. Right, and so that meant all her kids were there and all their kids were there. So there was about 30 to 40 of us at Thanksgiving, right? That's our typical Thanksgiving, is about 30 to 40 people. And so we all had to go around and say what we're thankful for. At 9 years old, that's a long time to wait for some food. Like, can I eat? Can I eat? Like, I just want to eat. Can I get a rib, a single rib? Like, can I just get something? At that age, I'm like, man, I'm thankful for the food that's on the table. And I would say that when they come to my turn, I'm like, I'm thankful for the food. Can we get to the food? That's why we're all here, right? Why we drove, because we want some food. That's what I'm thankful for. But I remember going around and everybody saying this stuff, man, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for that. And then we'd pray after we said what we were thankful for. And I come from like a family of preachers. So you can imagine how long that would take. And like, not short-winded preachers. I'm talking about, I come from like the line of like, that kind of preachers. You know what I'm talking about, right? It takes a while, right? So you'd be kind of waiting like, okay, Uncle Sam, 20, 25-minute prayer, awesome. The peas are getting cold, okay. Yep, stuffing. Yeah, that turkey's dead and gone and dry by now. Okay, right. You're waiting. You're waiting for that moment. You're. I remember one time my mom, after I said my little, hey, I'm ready for the food. My mom kind of pulling me aside and, you know, talking to me, right, very nicely and saying, man, you know what? You really should be appreciative of what you have. You have no idea the sacrifices that are made and man, what God has done in your life this year. You really should be thankful. Right, like with everything you've got, you should really be thankful. I remember being like, yes, but man, I just wanted some chicken. I just wanted a little piece of turkey, a little gravy on the side, you know, a little something. I wanted that, but she wanted me to just get it in my head, man, how God has blessed me, how much he's just blessed my life. That's what she wanted me to recognize. And at 9, I didn't totally get it. Right? I didn't totally get how much, man, my mom sacrificed, single mother with 3 kids, how much she sacrificed, and that we never were on welfare, never like had to do a whole bunch of stuff that most kids in my demographic, my age at that time, in the city that I live in, had to go through. I didn't have to go through that. And she was like, just recognize for a moment how blessed you actually are. And I was like, okay, yes, I understand. But for many of us, man, our natural tendency is to focus kind of on what we don't have. And in doing so, we miss what we actually do have, right? We're so focused on, man, I don't have that car. I don't have that job, right? I'm not married to that person, or I'm not married yet, right? I haven't reached this point in my career, right? I don't have the educational, man, the stature that I'm looking for. I haven't gotten that yet, but we miss out on the blessings that we actually have. It's our natural tendency to look, man, to what we can gain in the future. Man, if I can just make this many more thousands of dollars. Or I can have, man, this nicer car than the one I have. Man, if I can have better friends than what I have now. We're always looking for, man, what's in the future. But we shouldn't forget the past, and we shouldn't miss the moments, man, to respond to God for everything, for the things that he's actually done for us. Right? If you sit and you just kind of ponder just this year, I can think this year, man, I was blessed with a new child this year. Just this year, right? We launched this church just over a year ago. Man, and man, all you people are here today. Thank God, right? My wife's at home. My daughter, she has a flu. Y'all pray for my family. Lord, it's terrible mouth this morning. Anyway, but I'm like, man, God has done so much, man, this year. And that if I don't take the moments and the opportunities to really, man, just stop and just think, God, what, man, you've done just so much for me. Man, we can miss out on what God's really trying to do. We shouldn't miss time to show our gratitude to God, to really show our appreciation, remembering all that God has done. And we see that here. Paul's talking about it in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 18. He says, man, all this is from God. All that you've gotten, it's not just by you or the work that you've done or you're wishing and hoping and dreaming and praying. Man, it actually came from somewhere. It came from God. It came from him. God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. We've been talking about this all series. Man, that ministry of reconciliation, it's us bringing other people to God, right? That it's not just us. We're not stopping at us. Man, he's done it for me, but man, now it's my time to turn around and do it for somebody else. And that's the culture in the heart of our church, man. We're saying, God, you've done so much for me. You blessed me so much. Man, I'm in a much better place than I was. So now it's my time to turn and bring somebody else in. Help somebody else, man, go from the bottom to the top. Help them, man, go from darkness to light. Help them to reach something new in their lives. Why? Because you've done, God, you've done so much for me. Where, man, I'm just so glad. I'm so happy. When you fully recognize that, man, he's given you all this. When you fully recognize he's given you all this, your response should be, I'm all in. If you, when you stop to just ponder, man, Lord, you've given me all that I have, all of this that I have, my response should be, man, I'm all in. That's one of our cultural values as a church here. I'm all in. And it says this, if I could put it into words, it says, man, we're passionate people. We're passionate people. We worship God and we love one another with everything we've got. That's why you see, man, we have some passionate worship today. And, man, we're kind of, it's growing and growing more passionate by the week. And, you know, we're not going to be, like, knocking down stuff and going crazy. But I definitely want us to be able to come in the room and feel God's presence and respond to what's going on and not being afraid. Right? Nobody's here to judge anybody else. Nobody's, man, look, I needed some worship today. I don't know about you. I needed the room to shift just a little bit to think, you know what, God, I do want some more of you, because without you, ooh, man, I'm not so hot by myself, but with you, God, oh, man. And when I start to think of what you've done for me, how you set me free, I'm getting emotional right now just thinking about it. God, man, you've blessed my life. And also I'm saying, you know what, God, if I recognize that you've done all this, my response should be, you know what, God, I'm going to go all in on everything that you have for me, on what you think about me, on what you're calling me to do. I'm ready to say, man, I'm all in. I'm going to jump in. I'm not going to sit on the bench. I'm not going to sit on the sidelines. I'm going to step up and say, you know what, Lord, what is it that you have for me to do? Man, I'm ready. Put me in, coach. Put me in the game. I'm ready to go in. Man, I know I might be the terrible, like, 85-pound kid, but, man, put me in the game, coach, please, please. I'm at the end of the bench saying, yes, me, put me in. Why? Because, man, Lord, you've done so much. You've done so much for me. And, I'm so glad about it. You've done so much. Man, so what creates that passion? What creates that feeling that we have? What brings it on? It's remembering all that God has done. Right? It's remembering all that he's done. When I begin to think about, man, what a mighty and powerful God he's been in my life. Right? Just this year, what a mighty and powerful God that he's been in my life this year. When I start thinking about, man, God, you've been merciful and forgiving to me this year. We might not want to say it, but we've done some stuff that, I wish I hadn't done that. But God, man, you've been so merciful and forgiving for me. Man, God, you've been generous and compassionate towards me. Anybody had God be generous and compassionate towards them this year? Woo! To me, man, when I start to think, Lord, man, that you've been faithful and kind. You've been so faithful and kind to me in my life, man. And I start thinking of the song, man, how can I say thanks for all the things that you've done for me? I love the song when I was going to sing it all the time. Man, things so undeserved, yet you came to prove your love towards me. And if I had the voice of a million angels, I could not still, yet with the voice of a million angels, couldn't express my gratitude. Why? for all that I am and ever hope to be. Man, I owe it all to you. And so I'm saying, Lord, to you be the glory. To you be the honor. That's the stance I want to take. Why? It's for the things he's done. He's been good to me. He gave it all. So, man, so how dare I come into this room, into his presence, or to really anywhere in my life and not acknowledge him, not say, man, God, I need you, and I want more with you, right? And so I'm saying, man, let's go all in. If that's you, if he's blessed you in any way, if he's done anything in your life, then your response should be, you know what, I'm ready to jump in and do my part. I'm ready to jump in. I'm ready to go all in and be everything that he's called me to be. And I really feel like, man, there's three ways that you can go about doing that. There's three ways, really, that's, you know, made up in our core value that we try to do that, right? The first way is with my life. How can I go all in? With my life, how can I show God, you know what, I'm all in, I'm going to follow you, it's with my life, and how I choose to live it, right? I'm not going to live it for the world. Man, I can't, Lord, with all that you've done for me, I can't still stay stuck in the world and what the world wants me to do. I can't go to that, I might not necessarily can go to that place anymore that I used to go. Maybe some of the things that I said before, maybe I shouldn't say that anymore. Why? Because when I start to thank God of all that you've done for me, my response should correspond to what you have done. You understand what I'm saying? Right? My actions, the things that I think, the things that I say, and the things that I do, they should correspond to what you've done for me in my life. Romans 12:1, we read it there before, and Paul's saying, man, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to do what? Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Man, if I'm going to worship God, the best way, the first way I can do it is with my life and how I live it. I really want to worship God, and I can do it with my life. Man, I go all in. Why? By making a choice every day to sacrifice my will to his will. Right? I'm going to take my will, the things that me and my stubborn self, and I'll raise my hand first on that one, right? The things that I want to do, and I'm going to say, Lord, not my will, but your will. Not my ways, God, but your ways. Lord, you know what? Not my thoughts or how I might think of a situation, but Lord, how would you want me to think about that particular situation? Just this morning, this wasn't even a message. This is for free. I'm adding this in there for extra, right? Just this morning, right, my daughter, we found out yesterday my daughter had the flu, right? Found out, and my daughter, she's one of those kids, she's one of those does not ever get sick. She has not ever had an ear infection, barely scrapes knees, like none of that. She just does not get sick. Right, so for my daughter to be sick, it's a major deal, right? And so this morning, you know, she wakes up. I'm waking up, we're getting ready for church, and my wife has to give her some medicine. My daughter doesn't know how to take medicine because she doesn't get sick, and so we gave her a little bit last night. We kind of sneak attacked her, right? Hey, how you doing? Shh, right, little syringe in the mouth. There you go. Take some of that medicine. She was like, "What is this? What have you done to me?" Right, one of those faces. And so we give her something. And so this morning, she was like, oh, no, I know your game. I done peeped what you did last night. I know what you did. We're not falling for that again. So this morning, she's like, no, we're not taking medicine. I was like, hey, my wife called me in. Babe, I need your help. You got to help with this girl. She's not trying to take the medicine. And I come in the room, I'm like, babe, what's wrong? Do you want to take the medicine? Do you want to get better? No. And I was like, are you serious? She was like, I was like, come on, you got to go to dance. You want to hang out with your friends. We got to go to church. We're trying to travel this week to go see your family. Don't you want to see your cousins? No. You don't want to take your medicine? No. Right? And so we try to sneak attack again, like, hey, look at the clown over there. She was like, right back at you. I'm not taking that. No. No, I'm not taking that medicine. She was like, man, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. It was her will to not do what she wanted to do. And sometimes with God, we're the same way. God's trying to give us his good medicine. He's trying to say, hey, I need you to work on some stuff in your life and what you're doing. And we're like, and he's saying, don't you want to be blessed? No. Don't you want to go to dance and hang with your friends? No. Right? We allow ourselves to stay in our will so much that, man, we miss out on what God's really trying to do for it. But I'm saying this, man, I'm trying to align my life and this body in a way that is, A, holy. I want to be holy. Oh, man, I'm saying, God, man, I want to be holy. That's, man, you're consecrated to God. You're declaring your body and yourself and your life sacred to God. You're saying, what I do matters to God, so I need to operate in a way that is sacred to him. I need to, man, make sure that in all my actions and all that I do, that I'm honoring him, man, in a way that is holy. I'm doing it passionately with everything I've got. I'm making sure, man, I'm trying to do my best to make sure, man, that I'm holy. And I'm going to sacrifice all that's not holy. Anything that's not holy is going to get sacrificed. If it's a friend that continues to lead me down a path that is not holy, sorry, you're getting sacrificed today. Right? You are the weakest link. Goodbye. Right? I'm willing to do that. If it's something in my life that I continue to do that I recognize, ooh, this isn't, right? You kind of feel a little bit in your side. It's like you go to do it and you're like, ooh, just a little bit. That might be something that you need to sacrifice. And say, you know what, in order for me to respond to God in the right way and to live a holy life, I might need to let that go. Right? So the first thing I want to do, man, I'm trying to align my life to make sure that it's holy. The second thing I'm trying to do is making sure that my life is pleasing to God. Right? That it's pleasing to God. How do I do that? It's by having faith and trusting in him with the direction of my life. So if God says, hey, I want you to go left, I'm not going this way. When God says, hey, man, this, I'm trying to lead you in this path. I'm not fighting against God. No, I don't want to take that medicine. No, I don't want to go. I'm saying, Lord, man, what I trust you that what you have for me is good. It's going to make me better. I trust that in my life that when you're trying to give me medicine, that it's not something that I have to spit out. Why? Because you love me. You care about me. Hebrews 11:6, man, I have to have faith. I have to trust in him. Hebrews 11:6 says, man, without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you don't trust God, it's going to be really hard for you to please him. If God's telling you, hey, you need to change some stuff, but you're saying, God, I don't trust you enough to let this stuff go. I don't trust you enough to sacrifice this. It's going to be really hard for you to love. Man, it's impossible to please him. Because who is he? God is a rewarder. He's a rewarder. So you have to know, say, man, when you come to him, you have to recognize that, A, he exists. He's trying to do it for your behalf. And he's a rewarder. He's not going to give you anything to hurt you. Right? I sacrifice my will, living holy and trusting him. And what does he do? He blesses me by his will. And God's will is what? It's good. So if I'm going to sacrifice, I'm not going to let you sacrifice for just any old thing. He's saying, sacrifice because what I have for you is good. It's better than what you have right now. What he has for me is pleasing. It's something that you actually might like in the end, right? You might not think you like it right now, but you know what? If you're looking from afar, I don't know. But he's saying, no, you know what? It's pleasing, and it's perfect. It's exactly molded and shaped for you. That's how God works. Right? When he made the world, you look at all the things that he made, all the different types of creatures and plants and flowers and stuff, and how we can just breathe air. We can't go to any other planet and breathe air, but on this planet, we can breathe. Right? We have the ability to function. There's water. There's everything that we need. His will is perfect for our lives. And so I'm saying, God, yeah, you know what? I'm willing to sacrifice some stuff to make sure that I'm in your perfect will. And that I'm doing what you need. And he says, man, don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. His will becomes my will. Action word there, becomes. It's not going to happen overnight, right? You following God's will is not going to happen. My daughter liking medicine, that's not going to happen by tomorrow. Right, it's going to take her, maybe she gets sick another time, and okay, you know what, daddy gave me medicine, and I got better last time, you know what, maybe I'll trust that guy this time. That's how we need to be. You know what, God, man, you told me to stop being with that particular person, and it was hard to break that off, but I listened, right, and so you know what? Maybe when you're sending me this guy that may not look exactly like who I wanted, it's not Denzel with, you know, George Clooney's eyes and the, you know what, just because it's not all that, Lord, you know what? I still trust you enough that, man, this might be the dude. We can work on a few things here and there, but this might be the one. We might be there. And I'm saying, yes, maybe you trust him. His will becomes my will. His ways, his thoughts, his actions become mine. So I have a good reason to go all in. I have a good reason to say, you know what, God? Okay, I can do. Why? Because it's good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect for my life. I remember who I used to be, and I remember all that he's done for me, and that gives me a good reason to say, you know what, I'm going to go all in. What's the second way? What's the second way? It's to worship. All right, so the first way, man, I can respond to God. The second way I can go all in, man, it's through my worship. Living holy, as we said, it's worship to God, but there's also an opportunity, an outward, tangible ability and responsibility that we have to worship God. In a few moments to say, you know what, Lord, I thank you. Man, you know what, Lord, for all that you've done for me. We were saying it today. Lord, man, God, I thank you. Thank you. I don't know you, man, for all you who have kids, that first time your kid ever says thank you without you soliciting it. My daughter did that to me a few weeks ago. I about near crashed the car. I'm driving. She's in the back, and I had the opportunity to take her to school. Where the job works out, I don't get to do it all the time, so I got to take her to school. And just from the back, right, she's about to get out the car, about to pull out the car to go into school, and we're waiting in the line on the carpool, and she just says, Daddy, thank you so much for taking me to school today. All of a sudden, there was a lot of dust in the car. I don't know. Man, I don't know what happened. I was like, yes. You know, you're trying to be something. Yeah. You know, still hard, right? I'm like, yeah, thank you. It was unsolicited, but you know what? Man, I can imagine that the Lord is the same way. That sometimes he's just looking for, did you say thank you? He's just waiting for us. Lord, I thank you, man. He kind of steps back. Why? Because he's saying, man, I've created all this. Wow, you actually appreciate that? Wow, you think of me that much that you would even open your mouth to say thank you? Man, it's amazing. And so, man, here's some practical ways that you can worship well with your hands, right? With your hands. When you come in the room, right, you see me, I'm one of the kind of, right, I'm a quick. Music comes on, I'm like, boop, right? I'm straight there, right? And I know this isn't always easy for people to worship because maybe you grew up in a culture that you did not do that, and I get that, right? But I'm saying, man, I really want to honor God's men. I want to make sure that I'm doing it in any way that I can, making our body a living sacrifice. So I'm saying, you know what? It may not be how I necessarily have always done it, but you know what, Lord? Man, I want to give you this. I'm gonna be in a position of submission to your will. Man, I'm Lord, we do this, right? When caustic people are, what they do? Hands go up. All right, yeah, we're good, right? And I'm saying with the Lord, you know what? Man, Lord, I give it to you. If you think about it like a child that's going after the father, what do they do? Man, pick me up, Lord. Man, I'm just saying thank you, God. I just appreciate you. That's one way, man. What's the next way? With my voice. Maybe you can't sing well and you sing, and man, we encourage you to sing from the audience. Please sing from the audience, right? You may not be able to make it on stage, and that's okay. But you know what? If you're out there, man, sing. Sing with all your heart's content. Sing. I encourage you to do it. Sing. Man, begin to use your voice to exalt God, even when you're in your car. You're driving down the street, man, turn on some good music, man, and just begin to sing to God and just tell him, you know what, Lord, man, I appreciate you for all that you're doing in my life. Man, it goes a long way. It's amazing. The last way, man, with my heart and my mind, man, I'm going to take my time to focus on him. I'm going to cut out all the distractions. I'm going to turn off Facebook, Instagram, man, Snapchat, all that good stuff. Man, I'm going to turn it all off. I'm going to turn off Netflix. I'm going to chill with God for a little bit, right? Don't Netflix and just chill with God for just a little while. God, man, I'm going to go all in with you for just a little bit, right? Praise him. Man, why? We all have the opportunity to actually praise God. Psalm 105:6 means let everything that has breath. Everybody take a breath. Oh, you can actually praise God. You have the ability to do that. Man, you have breath. Because you have breath, you have a reason. If you're breathing, you have a reason. That's my quote for today. If you're breathing, you can tweet that. You have a reason to praise God. If not, I'll give you one. Let me give you some reasons why. Psalms 150:2. Go back a couple of verses. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise God, because he's brought you through some tough situations this year. Some stuff that you didn't, man, I didn't know how I was going to get through that. God, man, it looked insurmountable at the moment. It looked like, man, that was going to be the thing that stopped me, the thing that, man, brought me to my knees, the thing that once again, man, Lord, oh. But you know what, Lord, I look back like, man, I got through that. We made it through. We made it to the other side through sickness and pain. Some of us have been healed and have some family members healed. And I'm saying, you know what, for that, God, I give you praise. I'm going to thank you for that. Man, some of us have overcome sin and addiction in our lives. And I'm saying, you know what, Lord, man, that's something to praise God about. Some of us have been through some financial hardship this year, and God has brought you to the other side, and maybe you don't have $1 million in the bank, but you got enough to pay your next bill. Hallelujah. I got a reason to praise God and hopefully pay a couple more bills. But, man, start with that first one, right? But God, man, he's always faithful to deliver us no matter the circumstance. The last way, man, the last way I can be all in, the last way I can kind of, man, say, God, this is my response, is to love others. Right, and we talked about this last week, is one of our cultural values here is to honor others. It's to honor others. But I'm saying, man, go back and listen to that message. We talked all about how to honor others, but that's one way. The second way is this, is by bringing others to God. By bringing others to God. It's that ministry and message of reconciliation, right? That's a response to saying, God, you know what you've done for me, I'm going now to extend to somebody else. I'm not going to let it stop with me. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we read it earlier, says, man, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us. And so we're telling people on Christ's behalf, man, be reconciled to God. Please, I beg. Man, I want to offer you the greatest thing, this good, pleasing, and perfect thing that it has come into my life that has changed me from the inside. Where, man, I'm not the person that I used to be. I don't say the stuff that I used to say. Man, I don't go where I used to go. And you know what? I'm the better for it. Man, just get a little taste, man. Just come hang with me on a Sunday. Come get some coffee and a couple of donuts and hear this crazy dude stand up here and talk for a little bit. It might change you just a little bit. Man, come hang out with me while we set up pipe and drape and stuff like that. Man, just come be around us for a little bit. I'm saying this is a great response to God for all that he's done. It's a great response. This passion is so important. Why? It's because if you think about it, God has been passionate about you. God was passionate about you. God kept sending person after you to try to talk to you. There was all somebody inviting you to church, and they were annoying at first. Right? Everybody's running to the annoying, hey, come to church. Come to church, please, please. And they seem annoying at first, but what God was doing, he kept sending people by. We kept asking God, please help me. Lord, I need some help. And God keeps sending that annoying person, hey, you want to go church with me this week? And we frown at them and we laugh and we look at them, but that was God saying, man, I'm hearing what you're saying and I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to bless you. I'm trying to get you out of that pit, right? I'm trying to lead you out of darkness. And I'm saying, man, let's do that for somebody else. Let's be that for somebody else. Let's be passionate about somebody else. God is passionate about knowing you. He's passionate about freeing you from your bondage. He's passionate about helping you fulfill the call that you have in your life and fulfill your dreams and the things that you've been dreaming and praying about. God is passionate about that. You know how I know? Because he sent his son. He gave up his very best favoritest, if that's a word, thing for you. That's passion. I'm not giving my kid to nobody. Guys, be honest, be glad I'm not God. My daughter, ooh, that'd be tough. But God said, you know what? I'm going to give my very favorite and best thing for you. He was passionate about you, and he's still passionate about you. Even when you mess up, even when you go astray, even when you turn your back on him, even when you don't acknowledge his presence, even when you don't talk to him ever, even when you don't crack your Bible, he's still passionate about you. He's still trying to get at you. Man, hang out with me. Just spend some time. I just want to know you. I just want to be with you. I just want to enjoy, man, you. I want to know you. And we kind of turn from God, but he's still there. Like, please, please, man, can I connect with you? I want to know you. I want to bless your life. I want to show you a different way. Oh, man, I want to be all that you need. So I'm saying this. God has been there for you. Be there for God. Go all in. Be there for God. He's been there for you. Be there for God. Worship him with your life. Worship him and actually praise and worship. Say thank you. Man, and then bless somebody else. Go all in. Be there for him. Philippians 2:2 says, man, make my joy complete. Make his joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one of one mind. When we do this together, when we do this as one, when we get on the same page in here and say, you know what, man, we are going to be about our Father's business in my own personal life, but also with others. When we begin to do that together, we're really able to go all in, live a life devoted to pleasing God and loving one another so that we can fulfill the calling that we all have in our lives. We're all called. I told you this. I called y'all all in the ministry. You're all a minister now. You've been all called into this ministry and message of reconciliation. He's called all of us into it. You don't get to sit on the sidelines. He's saying, man, jump in. Man, be the person that helps bring somebody else to Christ. Be that person. He's given us all this. Let our response be, we're all in. We have a reason to be thankful. You have a reason to be passionate about this thing. You have a reason. There's a song, when I think about God, there's a song that I remember I first learned when I was young, but it says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. Why? For he has given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And so now, you know what? Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Why? It's because of what the Lord has done. That's the reason to go all in. It's because of what the Lord has done for you. When I start to think back through this year of what the Lord has done for me, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I bet it's the same thing for you. If you start to demand to just count the cost of what's happened in your life this year, I know that God's done some awesome stuff. And so my challenge, my encouragement for us this week, man, is to begin to go all in. To go all in every area of your life. To go all in. Go all in. God has us pray.
Thank you for checking out this message from City Heart Church. If you'd like to hear more from this series, or if you'd like to hear more about our church, you can check us out online at cityheartjackson.com, or you can check us out on social media at cityheartjxn.